After almost a decade of waiting, Kung Fu Panda 4 has arrived, and there were some big promises that were made for this film. The Dragon Warrior was supposed to face his most heinous villain yet. All of Po's enemies were returning in some way, and we are told it was time for Po to ascend to become the spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace. There were claims that this was going to be Po's most epic adventure, but did we really get that? Well, I don't think so. I have to be transparent. The more I think about Kung Fu Panda 4, the more disappointed I am with what we got. Trust me, I hate saying that because I love Kung Fu Panda. Across the original trilogy, I was inspired by Po. We saw him learn to believe in himself, find peace with his past, and discover that he could be a leader. Po didn't have to become cold and calculating to be a hero. The hero of Kung Fu Panda had joy in his life. He cherished his family, and every once in a while, he indulged in the occasional dumpling. And none of that restricted him from being capable of doing what was right. There was so much maturity, heart and care put into all three of the original movies, each one built upon the ideas from the last one in interesting and new ways, and it was all propelling Po to evolve into a powerful warrior who never sacrificed who he was. Someone who continues to be insecure because of my lifelong nerdy passions for animation and making videos, the message that you are the most powerful version of yourself by being who you are was really personal and meaningful to me. But I don't think Kung Fu Panda 4 lived up to the original trilogy. Now, Kung Fu Panda 4 concludes with Po choosing Zhen to be the next Dragon Warrior. But we were never really given a great reason as to why Po had to give up being the Dragon Warrior in the first place. Master Shifu told him that this was the next phase of his journey, and we were all just expected to accept that. But for me personally, I think Po should have been able to make that choice. Master Oogway was given the opportunity to choose his successor when the time was right. But for some reason, Po isn't given the same choice? How does Shifu even have any say in the matter? And to be honest, I thought Po already was the spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace. I felt like Po had successfully taken Oogway's place when we saw Master Shifu bow to him at the end of Kung Fu Panda 3. The third chapter of the trilogy showed us that Po was not only protecting the Valley of Peace, but he is also a teacher instructing animals from across China in the ways of Kung Fu and Qi. But Kung Fu Panda 4 claimed otherwise. But what about Zhen? Regardless of why Po is passing on the role to her, do I think she's a good successor? Well, I think Zhen was put in an impossible position to be universally beloved because making Zhen Po's successor meant that we would all automatically compare her to Po, Master Oogway, and any other Kung Fu warrior who could have been the Dragon Warrior. Like, is Zhen wiser than Oogway? No. Is she more passionate and committed to Kung Fu than Po was in the original movie? No. Did she show more bravery, loyalty, and compassion compared to Po's best friends, the Furious Five? No. I think Po and Zhen's friendship was built up nicely, but I don't think we were given enough of a reason for Po to choose Zhen as the legendary Dragon Warrior. And since I brought up the Furious Five, we have to talk about them. I gotta say it, you know a sequel is not in a good place when you have to explain away at the beginning of the movie why important characters are not gonna be present in the movie. Like, seriously, the Furious Five are all kicking butt across China, all on separate missions, all at the same time? It just felt like such an unimaginative explanation to get rid of all of these fan favorite characters. It was painful that they were left out after they've been by Po's side through all of his ups and downs. And to be cynical for a second, it seemed more like a way for the studio to avoid paying A-list actors to return and for the new filmmakers to do anything they want instead of being an authentic explanation for the story. I would like to say, though, that I am glad the Furious Five will help train Zhen on her path. I loved seeing them all training on the big screen in the training hall, but I wish we could have got more time with them. What about the Chameleon, though? Was she epic and bodacious? Unfortunately, I don't think she reached the same heights as other villains from the past. The Chameleon didn't have a deep connection to Po or a compelling motivation for her actions. She was not established to be a formidable foe, and I don't even think her plan even made sense. Tai Lung took on dozens of guards in an inescapable prison. Lord Shen murdered a Kung Fu master and toppled the city with his weapon. And Kai defeated Master Oogway. But more often than not, we weren't shown how powerful the chameleon was. We were told. I mean, she was apparently the boss of a criminal organization, but the worst thing it seemed like she did was push someone down the stairs. Of course, though, the chameleon was convinced that she would be unstoppable once she had the kung fu of every master villain. But clearly, that wasn't the case, and I feel like it's pretty obvious why. How could the chameleon not realize that Po had already defeated all of those foes? The reason they were in the spirit realm was because Po learned all of their moves and skills and figured out how to take them down. And I have to be honest, once I thought of that, it kind of obliterated any threat she ever posed. Of course the chameleon was never going to win. The dragon warrior didn't have to learn anything to know how to beat her. Why the chameleon never targeted heroes with sorcery? I have no clue. If she would have taken Master Oogway's kung fu or the kung fu of any fallen heroes, that would have changed things. But she didn't even try to steal Po's kung fu, and she literally gave him back the Staff of Wisdom, which he inevitably used to defeat her. It's just completely unsatisfying to watch a villain making illogical decisions that lead to their own downfall. I felt like the chameleon made bad decision after bad decision, and for what? Why was she even trying to take over China? The chameleon claimed that her size was the reason she was underestimated, and that the reason she trained to be a sorcerer was because she was supposedly rejected by every kung fu master. But honestly, I don't even believe that's true. Master Oogway was the creator of kung fu, and he was an unconventional warrior. He was an old, slow tortoise who chose the big fat panda to be his successor. But even more importantly, Master Shifu trained a praying mantis, and he's significantly smaller than a chameleon. So the chameleon's whole explanation for being wronged by Kung Fu doesn't even make sense in the context of the Kung Fu Panda world. Now, the chameleon did have a connection to Zhen. Apparently, Zhen was raised to be the chameleon's apprentice, but I never felt like there was that much history between them. We only got to see Zhen interact with the chameleon once doubt had already formed in Zhen's mind, so we have no clue what their relationship was like when Zhen was a loyal follower, which meant Zhen's betrayal just wasn't very impactful for me. The chameleon did have a formidable army though, right? I mean, I suppose so, but I didn't find them intimidating, especially in comparison to Lord Shen's wolf army from Kung Fu Panda 2. And honestly, I felt like a lot of what happened with the chameleon's lizard army battling the criminals didn't really go anywhere. And the same thing can be said for everything to do with Po's fathers. Mr. Ping and Li were shown to be worrying about Po's well-being, but I didn't feel like their concern was depicted in a serious way. I believe there could have been an interesting way to show that they were traumatized from the events of Kung Fu Panda 3. I mean, they saw Po sacrifice himself to save their lives. They thought they saw their son die. But of course, that was never brought up. Their concerns were played off for jokes. But even more than that, what gets under my skin is how Li is depicted in Kung Fu Panda 4. Po's biological father was introduced to us in Kung Fu Panda 2 as a fearless father who permanently scarred the leader of Shen's wolf army with a massive hammer to protect his wife and son. And in Kung Fu Panda 3, he was shown to be capable of fighting off Kai's army of zombies. We saw him being willing to study Qi, and we witnessed him training in Kung Fu even with his panda asthma. So why would he be frightened by some bar thugs? The whole dad's adventure to the city didn't impact the story and took the characters in directions that didn't feel in line with their natural progression. And the same thing can be said for Tai Lung and the rest of the villains who returned. When I found out that Tai Lung, Lord Shen, and Kai were all returning, I was ecstatic with the possibilities. But again, unfortunately, I didn't feel like this was done in a meaningful way. The villains were pulled out of the spirit realm, were immediately stripped of their kung fu, and then when Po defeated the chameleon, all of the villains suddenly were grateful and bowing to Po? Like, really? All ill will was eliminated after Po skadooshed them out of existence? I mean, of course it was a cool moment on paper, but in execution, I just didn't buy it knowing all of their backstories. I don't think the concept was given a chance to be explored and developed in an adequate way. Bringing the villains back felt more like fan service and marketing material instead of being an integral plot point. I don't feel like the source material from the original trilogy was respected in Kung Fu Panda 4. I actually feel like my investment into the saga harmed my ability to enjoy the fourth movie, because I knew in real time everything that was going wrong before my eyes. There were sideline characters, meaningless side plots, a villain without a strong purpose, unsatisfying fan service, and I mean, they didn't even track the continuity of Shifu's staff. He inherited it from Oogway, it was broken by Tai Lung, and he mended it. It's supposed to be wrapped, and it's not in the final version of Kung Fu Panda 4. How are millions of dollars being poured into this film, yet the stewards of the world ignore aspects of Kung Fu Panda that we as fans remember? I'm not saying that if I was given the resources right now that I could create a better movie than all of the writers, directors, story artists, and producers who brought Kung Fu Panda 4 to life, but as someone who has discussed the intricacies, theories, and lore of Kung Fu Panda for years now, I feel disappointed, sad, and powerless. But no matter what, Po's original story can never be taken away from us. The memories, the inspiration, the legendary panda we all grew to love lives on. And I'm appreciative that at least we have that. But now I'd love to turn the conversation over to you. What did you think of Kung Fu Panda 4? Let me know in the comments or over on our private Discord server, which you can gain access to by clicking the join button and becoming a member. Of course, if you'd like to stay up to date with all of the Kung Fu Panda 4 videos that are coming up, consider subscribing. And finally, I'm Isaac Carlson. Thanks for watching and have a magical day.